Good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series we're calling Too Good to Be True. And we were really looking at the concept of God's love, just the amazing, merciful, gracious love of God. And, you know, I started off the day by saying, I think it's true. I think we see in the scriptures that all of us want to be known and all of us want to be loved. I think you see that in the way that God built us for a relationship. You know, you look all the way back to Genesis 1 and God creates Adam, he creates human beings. And it says that God walked with Adam in the cool of the day. Adam is known by God and he knows God. And there's a loving relationship there. And then God creates Eve and he says, right, it's not good for man to be alone. He creates Eve and brings her to Adam. And so the idea there is that not only are human beings made to be known and loved by God and to know and love God, but also to know and love one another. But Genesis 3 is all about the fall and how those relationships are fractured. Our relationship with God is fractured. You see the introduction of shame and guilt. And so no longer known in the way that we once were, or loved in the way that we once were, in the sense of that relationship being fractured, and also the relationship fractured with one another. And so, and yet, I think what you also see, and this is something I think we feel in our everyday experience, we still want to be known and loved. We still have memories of Eden, if I can say it that way. We still want to be known. We want to be loved. But now, I think we're all afraid to be known and loved, because to be loved, you have to be known, and to be known, you have to be vulnerable. You have to allow someone else in a sense, into your life. To look at to see sort of the warts and all side of you. And oftentimes, I think what happens is that, at certain points in our lives, maybe in, earlier parts of our lives, we've been rejected and we've been hurt. And so we tried to be vulnerable with somebody and that didn't go well. And so oftentimes we become very guarded. And while that desire to be known and loved is still there, we become very guarded and we don't let people in. Yeah, and I talked about this on Sunday. I said, this is why some of us don't get into a life group. It's why some of us kind of sabotage relationships in a sense. You know, people, a friend gets close and you begin to push them away and they're like, what did I do? And the answer is you didn't do anything. It's just that you got too close. And we have a hard time letting our walls down because of maybe things that have happened in the past. And the wonderful news of the gospel is that in Christ, we are known and loved. In Christ, we are fully known and loved. I think it's true of all of us. When you look in the scriptures, you see these amazing statements of God's knowledge, right? Yeah, in a couple of months, we're going to go through a series on the attributes of God where we'll talk about his omniscience, that he knows everything and he knows everything about us. The scriptures say that he knows the number of the hairs on our head. If you read Psalm 139, it's all about how God's knowledge is just too wonderful for us, that if I rise on the wings of the morning and if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, God, your hand will guide me and your right hand will hold me fast. That I can't get away from the psalmist is saying, I can't get away from the presence of God. God always knows where I am. He knows my inmost being. I think that's true of all of us. And if you've trusted Christ with your life, then it's also true that God has placed this special love on your life. He has saved you and redeemed you. And this is what John talks about in multiple places in his gospel and in the letters that he wrote, where he says, God is love, right? That not that we loved him. He says, this is love. Not that we loved him, but that he first loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for us. In Christ, God knows us fully. He sees all of our flaws and all of our failures. And yet in Christ, he has chosen us before the foundation of the world. And it says in love, Ephesians, right? In love, he predestined us for adoption, that he has brought us into his family. And so yeah, I landed and just sort of ended the sermon saying that, one of the wonderful implications of this, or maybe applications of this, is because we're fully known and loved by God, we can begin to love others and be known by others. We don't have to have our walls up. We don't have to, always keep our guard up, because ultimately when you know that you're fully known and loved by God, whose opinion is the only one that matters, you're not so concerned with what other people think about you. You're not as hurt by the rejection of others, because you know you have the acceptance of God. It doesn't mean that you don't care at all what anyone else thinks. It doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt at all if somebody rejects you, but it's not so soul crushing as it once was, because I'm fully known by my Father, and I'm fully loved by my Father, my Heavenly Father. And that gives us the ability then, by His Spirit, to truly love others and also to allow ourselves to be known and to know others and to offer grace and to receive grace because we've received grace from the Father. And so I hope that's an encouragement to you. You know, maybe you're listening this morning and that is a struggle for you, relationships, allowing other people in. And I would just encourage you to look up, to look heavenward and to recognize you are fully loved, fully known. Nothing about you is hidden to the Lord. And yet you're fully loved by Him in Christ. And that gives you, I think, the ability and the freedom to love and to be known, to love and to be known by others. Let me pray for you. Then I want to encourage you just to take some time to pray for yourself this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you for your incredible mercy, grace, and love. And Lord, just thank you that you know us. God, you know us better than we know ourselves. And Lord, thank you that you know us fully and you love us fully, that in Christ you've redeemed us and you've forgiven us. And God, because we're accepted by you, that's where our identity is found. God, that's where our value is found. And then we are commanded to love others because you've loved us, and also I think free to know and be known by others. And Father, help us to live in that reality today and in the days ahead. God, we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go ahead and take some time to pray for yourself. Thanks so much for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day, and we hope you'll tune in with us again tomorrow morning.